Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say bless, say bless, say bless.
Yeah.
That's www.blogtalkradiochaostalk with Derek Oliver. We want to thank all those that are online with us. And if you're on the phone lines at 845-277-9094, we just want to welcome you all to another edition of D&K Bible Break. We want to say good evening. Hopefully you had a blessed weekend, and hopefully you had a good start off to your week. First and foremost, I want to give honor to the Lord, who's the head of my life, giving me all activities of my limbs and in my right frame of mind, and I to have the mind to serve the Lord. I also want to thank the Lord for my lovely wife, Miss Keisha, who's on the line. Good evening.
Good evening.
And we just want to welcome you all. Go ahead and say it.
Happy Monday to everybody.
And we just want to welcome you all into another D&K Bible Break. Again, we just want to thank you all for listening, and hopefully we get everything off to a good start. We're going to go ahead and get started. You want to open us up in prayer?
Father God, we come to you this afternoon, this evening, first of all, asking for forgiveness for any and everything that we've done that's unpleasing in your sight. Lord, we ask that you just be in the midst on tonight. Let your spirit flow. Remove flesh right now in the name of Jesus. Give us the right words to say according to the way you would have us to say them. Everything that we say is to edify and lift you up in the name of Jesus. Let the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Thank you for being our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. And with that being, I'm going to turn it over to you, and I'm going to let you get us started.
All right, so tonight we're going to be talking about better days. Last week I told you all about a DNA test that I was going to be doing, and I didn't know my test results were going to come back this soon. So when I worked on better days last week, had nothing to do with my test results. But I am grateful for where the Lord has me right now. And for better days, a lot of times people, they may think of better days as, you know, them getting a lot of money or getting a big house or getting their dream car. And, you know, those are better days for them. But better days, I want to look at it tonight, is more like better days in the Lord. So every day we should be growing in the Lord in some form or fashion. You shouldn't be the same yesterday. But I am going to touch a little bit on, you know, how we like to reminisce, you know, about the good old days. That's what people call them, the good old days. And we highlight all of the things that we feel that may have, you know, at that time brought us joy. We get so caught up and remembering when we did this, or remembering, you know, this or that, or I wish I can go back to this, or we had so much fun when we did blah, blah, blah. And now that we, you know, we grew a little bit older, you know, what I realized is that maybe those good old days weren't as good as I made them out to be, you know, because truth be told, you know, we weren't, or I'm going to just make it personal, I wasn't holding and going hard for Christ like I should have been. I didn't wake up daily with the mind to serve Christ. I enjoyed doing my own thing, my own way, and I did it to the fullest. And with that, I had a lot of highs and a lot of lows and a lot of ups and downs. And, you know, we had days when, you know, we didn't know how we were going to make it. And days when we felt like giving up. But, you know, a lot of the times you don't have to dig too deep to remember those days in order to move forward and get stuck in those so-called glory days, or to be, you know, bound by our worry or stresses or cares of the world. You know, we got to, I think it's Isaiah 43. It says, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. If you want to see a new thing, the new things that God is doing, then you have to move forward and stop looking in the rearview mirror of the past. You know, that mirror is small. And if we spend our time focusing on that small mirror and keep looking back instead of looking at the big mirror, I'm sorry, the big window in front of us, it's a lot of things ahead. We don't need to get stuck in the past. So we do have better days that are coming. It's important to just keep moving forward. And like I said, don't get stuck. Don't take your eyes off of what matters, because when you take your eyes off, like let's just say, for example, you're on the road. If I take my eyes off the road, not only am I endangering myself, but I'm endangering everybody around me. So it's important, as children of God, we have to keep our eyes focused. I believe Evangelist Stan talked about distractions on last week, and it just seems like one thing after another that's just coming and trying to distract from the purpose of what we're supposed to be doing. And I'm so grateful on this day because I have a lot, and I know y'all probably like, this girl always got something going on, but it just seems like I do. And now this time, it's a personal thing that I have going on with me. But the thing about it, God has given me so much peace. If you trust him, he will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Can't nobody tell me that God cannot keep you if you let him. But you have to let them. You got to be willing. You got to get out of your own mind, get out of your own thoughts, and focus on what he wants you to get out of a situation instead of what you feel about the situation. And I just know better days are coming, and I'm looking forward to whatever the Lord has in store for me, and I pray that you are doing the same. Go ahead, Derek.
A lot of times we get caught, and like you said, looking back. But a lot of times we know we should be on an assignment for the Lord. And when you're on an assignment for the Lord, regardless what it may be, what it may consist of, you really don't have time to look back. Because you should always be going forward in Christ. I'm not saying sometimes you have to stand still, and sometimes you have to take steps. Sometimes you have to take baby steps. You should always be moving forward, never looking back. And sometimes if you want to give thanks to the Lord for what he's done for you for the past, that's one thing. But looking back all the time, you know, Lot's wife looked back and she turned to a pillar of salt. Because sometimes in the back, ain't nothing back there for you. And the Bible tells us that his grace and grace and mercy is following us. So the Lord has our back. We really have no reason to look back because he's behind us. And he's going to support us. And he's going to push us to move forward. And what we have to understand is that this calling that the Lord have on our life, to serve. If you're serving, we should be able to look out the window and move forward. We should be able to see bigger and better days because the Lord is pushing us forward. What we get caught up in is, like you said, the way things used to be. And a lot of times as I move forward in my spiritual walk, a lot of things I'm blessed because when I do reminisce and think back how things was, it was nothing but the mercy of God that got me through it was good that I got through it, but it really wasn't good the way I handled it. And if we all think back how we handle certain situations, if you think about it, we could have handled it a whole lot better. But now that we're moving forward, he's preparing us. If we're serving him, he's going to equip us with what we need to move forward. And regardless of whether it's good, bad, or ugly, because, you know, the devil, if you're serving the Lord, the devil don't like you. He don't like us. He's going to do everything he can to throw distractions your way, our way. And when he does that, the people who are closest to you, the people who you think is going to be there, they're not going to be there. They're not. And you have to be very careful who you surround yourself with, because when you're moving forward for better days, everyone's not going to be for you. And that's the difference. You have to separate sometimes from people, even family, friends, church. You have to separate from them because they mean you no well. They don't mean you no good. And it's not for everyone to go forward with you, and it's not for everyone to enjoy these better days with you. And if we're all on an assignment from the Lord to do great things. And hopefully that you are answering the call and doing what the Lord has called you to do. I'm going to go somewhere in a minute, but I'm going to let you continue to go ahead.
Okay, I want to read Lamentations 3:22-23. It tells us that God's mercies are new every day. And I want you to think about that. Do you really believe that God has a fresh store of mercies available for you every morning that you wake up? Because if we believe that every morning that we woke up that he has new mercies, then when you rise, the first thing out of your mouth should be praise. Thank you, Lord. Because he didn't have to wake you up. Thank you for waking us up, giving us a new day to get it right. God wants to do a new thing for us. And like I said, if you let him, he will do it. He's not going to bum rush you and bogart his way. He's a gentle God. So you got to want it. And you got to make sure you express into him that you want it. Because he wants the best for us. Because we are his children. So it's important that you every day wake up fresh mind. Whatever you did yesterday, repent, ask for forgiveness. Don't do it again. Just turn around. Don't do it again. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Keep it moving. Do something better the next day. Don't get stuck like, oh, man, I messed up. I shouldn't have did that. Ask for forgiveness. Truly mean it. Don't just be giving the Lord lip service, because he going to know if you mean it or not. If it's coming from your heart, he going to know. But a lot of people like to just talk the talk, but they don't put in the work. They just say, Lord, forgive me, and keep it moving. And another scripture, Mark 2:22, it says, old wineskins burst when new wine is poured in. So start pouring new wine into the new wineskins. Let go of all the religious ways of doing things and focus on building a relationship with Christ. Day by day, allow Christ to set you free. Jesus is our new wine. If you stay in the past, you won't see the new things that God has in store for you. He's not done. There's another scripture. He who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it until the end. I think that's Philippians 1:6. He started it. He's going to finish it. But you got to put in the work, too. You just can't sit idly by and expect the Lord to just do everything at your beck and call. He's not a genie in a bottle. You got to put in the work, and you got to move forward. Every step that you take is a step forward, not backwards. Go ahead, David.
excuse me. You said something about ask for forgiveness and that, and I want to just, the Lord just gave me something. Everything that we're talking about was created because of sin, our nasty sins. This new day we're talking about, better days, is all brought upon by our sins, our nasty ways. And the reason I'm saying that is because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, and we all know that that's what Christ went to Calvary cross for, was for our nasty sins. So if our sins can create all of this, what do you think our praise can do? Think about that for a minute. If our sins created all of this, what do you think if we gave the Lord praise, and if we gave him thanks, and we started to move forward with the mind of serving Christ? We're not going to get it right every day. We're not going to be perfect every day. But if you have the mind to serve Christ, the mind to keep your mind on Christ, get your mind off of what you did yesterday, how you did it yesterday, the way you are, get out of you and do it the way Christ would have you to do it, it's a new thing. It's a new way. All things, you know, are passed away. Behold, things become new. Where you're a new creature in Christ. So, yeah, you're going to have better days. But just think how better they will be if you had a praise. Just think how better they'd be if you had a thanks. Just think how better they'll be if you start walking by faith and not by sight. Just think how better they'll be if you stop looking about how you are and how you want to do it and do it the way Christ would have you to do it. And separate yourself from people who means you no good, who will bring you down, the negativity. Think about it for a minute, because better days are coming. But they're only going to come if you allow yourself, because you got to understand, the Lord came dwell in darkness with unbelief, unbeliever. Not going to happen. And when we make mistakes is we try to do things the way we used to do it. It don't work like that. The older we get, we ought to be doing things for Christ a little bit differently. We ought to be praying more than what we did yesterday. We ought to be fasting more than what we did yesterday. We ought to be loving people more today than we did yesterday. Because if we're not, it just all becomes practice. A religious practice, and there's no power in that. I'm excited because I want to serve the Lord. I'm excited because I want people to see me. I want them to see the Christ in me. Not my faults, not my failures, but the Christ that's in me. When they see me, I want to see them see that I'm a man serving the Lord. I said I'm a man serving the Lord. If you want to make a difference, serve the Lord. Don't talk about it. Be about it. You know, I'm so glad I'm not wearing a suit and a collar, calling myself something just so people can look at me and think that when they come to church on Sunday, I'm all that. That's why I don't want to wear suits no more. Not because of the image. It's just I'm about serving the Lord. I want to be dirty. I want to be able to do things that people say that I can't do. I want to go places people say I can't go. Not to prove them wrong, but just to prove how good God is. Again, I'm a man. And in my manhood, I want to serve the Lord. I want to be able to put everything I got in serving him. I want to be able to be a blessing. I want to be able to be help in situations where people don't think that I can help. So when you get things and you get bad news and you get discouraged or distracted or distractions. You have to remember, you have to serve the Lord. You have to continue to serve the Lord, because the more you serve him, less distractions will come your way. And matter of fact, what's going to happen is when you're serving the Lord, you will overtake the distraction. That means the distraction, you will conquer the distraction because you're serving the Lord. See, you didn't see that coming, did you? When you get distracted by something and you're serving the Lord, that distraction, you conquer the distraction. There's so many people around me, and it's funny, and I'm going to be done, and we're going to get out of here early tonight because mentally I'm just tired, and I'm not ashamed to say it, but mentally I'm through. But I got a lot on my plate right now, and mentally there's some things, challenges that I got to deal with, but I'm focused on serving the Lord. And when you serve the Lord and distractions come, I'm so aware of the distraction, I'm going to conquer the distraction trying to get to my purpose. I'm not going to let it distract me and set me back. I'm going to have better days. I'm going to overcome the distraction. But you can only do that if you're serving the Lord and not giving him lip service and not giving him religious practice. Because when you serve the Lord, you're in communication with him. He's in communication with you. He's talking with you. He's dealing with you. And not this little baby talk. I'm talking about he's dealing with you. Some things are not going to be easy. Some things are not going to be hard. Some things are going to be hard. And some things, you know, serving the Lord, it ain't always easy. Serving the Lord, it ain't always popular. Serving the Lord ain't always a good shouting good time. Sometimes the truth come out when you serve the Lord, and the truth hurts. The word of God hurts. So we need to really serve the Lord and don't give practice. A lot of people say, I'm serving the Lord, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Okay, you're doing it out of religious practice. When you serve in the Lord, you're going to serve him hard. That means it's going to hurt, because we're supposed to be Christ-like. And when Jesus did what he did, some of the stuff hurt him, and it's going to hurt us. I feel like Peter. I feel like I can walk on water at times, and at times I pull a knife out on you. But at least I'm real. At least I'm genuine. At least I'm going to continue to serve God. Even in my mistakes and my failures, I'm going to continue to serve God. I'm going to continue to walk out, pass food out. I'm going to continue to try to help hungry people. I'm going to continue to try to push people to go to different levels. I'm going to always do that. But even though people want to take shots at me or take shots at what we're trying to do, it's all good. Because at some point, that distraction, that shot that you're shooting at us, we're going to overcome you. And when we overcome you, we're going to be on a different level. A lot of people get upset with us because we're serving the Lord. And when we serve the Lord, they want to take every little mistake you say, every little mistake you make, or every little thing that don't go right, and they want to throw it up in your face. My wife just said she did something. Some people are going to throw it up in her face and make it look like a joke. Some people are going to take some of the things that I do and make it look like a joke. And that's okay. And it's going to hurt because we're human. We're flesh. But we're going to serve the Lord. And when we serve the Lord, guess what happens? He's right there with us. And when you hurt us, you hurt him. But the key in that is we ain't got to throw one punch. All we got to do is keep serving the Lord. And, yeah, it's going to hurt. We're going to forgive you. It's going to hurt. We're going to love you. It's going to hurt. We're going to keep on going on. But we're not going to be distracted by the mission that the Lord put on our life. I will not be defeated. I will not quit. I'm going to continue to keep pushing harder and harder than I've ever pushed before. Not because I'm looking for position, I'm looking for wealth, I'm looking for money. That means nothing for me. One of my flaws is money. My wife, I'll get money, I'm going to spend it. That's just me. I can get what I want when I want it. That's just the way I am. It's not my strong suit, but that's why I have a wife that helps me get to the next level, because she won't let me spend everything. But that's just my issue that I deal with, and I don't care if you know about it, but I'm saying it to make a point. We all struggle with some things. And because we struggle with some things, it's okay to confess my struggle because the Lord is going to make a way anyway. I'm not hurting. I'm not broke. I'm not doing drugs. What we do sometimes is we take our faults and we wonder, this is why we're not getting ahead. That has nothing to do why we're not getting ahead. It's because of what our faults or our sins or whatever you want to put in front of it. Whatever your issues are your issues, is part of the process to get you to the next level. You got to struggle with something. And when you struggle with something and you realize that you can still serve and struggle, the Lord is going to work that thing out in your struggle, in your distraction. If you keep serving the Lord and keep pushing forward, I'm not talking giving lip service. I'm not talking getting up on Sunday, making it seem like you're doing all this. I'm talking about Monday through Saturday, are you serving the Lord? Don't get on my coattail, and I'm not going to get on your coattail. Are you serving? That's the question. Each individual have to answer that question. Are you serving? I can't serve through my wife. Can't do it. If I'm serving through her, I'm not even serving. Whatever she's doing good for the Lord, that's between her and her Lord. Now, do I get blessings? Do the overflow help me? Yeah, they do. It does. It does, and I'm blessed because of that. But if I don't serve him, I'm going to get distracted. I'm going to be living a lifestyle that is a lie of Christ, and that is the truth. If you're not serving the Lord, and I'm going to say it, and if I'm wrong for saying it, I'm just wrong, you're living a lie. People are going to say, well, Oliver, how you say that? If you ain't doing what God called you to do, and you say you this and you say you that, and you ain't doing nothing, you hiding behind everybody else. You know, it's funny. We went out and passed food out, and I think that over the last 2 weeks, I told my pastor that I felt I've been distracted by not doing that or making it a focal point. But I'm going to say this, too, because a lot of people want to get in it. Well, next time you go, call us. Ain't no one called us yet and said that we going to pass out no food yet. But as soon as we go do it, oh, you should have called me. No, no, no. And I'm not saying everybody needs to be out there passing food out, but you need to be doing some type of service. Don't hide behind our coattail and come out there 10 minutes before we're going to clean up and say you served. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. If you ain't putting no food in the pantry, if you ain't giving no money to help build up or do, and this is just for us at Praise Tabernacle. Now, you and other churches, if you ain't doing nothing to serve the Lord but going to church on Sunday, giving the pastor and the elders headaches, you ain't serving. And you get what you put into it. You want the gifts of God, but you don't want the presence of God. In order to have the presence of God, you got to sacrifice some things and serve God. Because when you serve him, you communicate with him. When you serve him, you talk to him. When you serve him, you do all these other things. I'm talking about serving the Lord. And just because you can do this and do that, that's one thing. But are you serving the Lord? I'm going to say this, wife, and I'm done. Doctor told me when I had cancer that my immune system was weak. Don't get too excited. Don't talk too, you know, just told me. That's what he told me. Some days I do feel tired. But one of the things I will never do is shut up about the gospel or be quiet about something. When it's wrong, it's wrong. I'm going to say it's wrong. And I'm going to say it, and I'm going to scream it, and I'm going to argue. I'm going to do everything I possibly can because God has gave me another chance to serve. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to serve. One of the things I noticed when I went back home, we got some sorry males in and out of the church. Just sorry. And I'm going to say this. I had a preacher when I went back home, and I'm glad I'm going to use this as an example. when I went back home, I had a preacher. I always run into him. He's always begging for something, always wanting something. And he's supposed to be an apostle. And every time he tried to prophesy, he always prophesied something wrong. And he was telling me something. And I was listening to him. And I know the Lord hasn't told me anything like this before. And I know that he was wrong. But I listened to what he said, and I just left it alone. I went to another church, and I went to this church that my mother goes to. And I was talking with the pastor weeks before I got there. And my heart went out to the church because the pastor is battling cancer. And during the pandemic, he lost quite a few members. His whole praise team is gone. And the Lord told me, you know, reach out to them, help them. And I told them they listen to our Bible study. They listen to the Wednesday night broadcast. And the man was so honored, so willing to give me anything that I wanted to put him on the same platform that we have. So his members can just pick up a phone and call. And because he is going through chemo, he can sit there on the phone and talk to his members without having all of them come out because of the pandemic. And he kept asking me all week, last week, all this week, I'm not charging them a dime. I don't charge nobody nothing. But the thing that I'm saying, the thing that I'm trying to do, because I'm serving the Lord, is not about money. It's not about how many people can hear us. It's not how popular we get. I'm just serving. I'm going to serve in the community. I'm going to serve every way that I can. But what really irks me is when you get around men who don't want to serve. They just got lip service. And I'm just telling y'all, y'all better hope and pray I don't get an opportunity to preach that much the rest of this year. I'm not going to hold no punches when I come out, because I'm coming out. The devil keeps attacking my family. He keeps attacking me. Only way I know how to defeat the devil is to serve the Lord. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to continue to fight, continue to serve. You can come after me. You can come after my wife. Come after our kids. Come on. We're standing right here. We're ready. Flat-footed, with our 66 on our hip. It's not a gun, but it's the sword, the Bible, 66 books we got. And I'll go to every scripture that I can. I don't know all of them, but I know enough to keep moving forward. I know enough to serve. And what's really pissing me off is people say that they serve, but they're clean, smell good, look good, ain't too many dirty people. But if you serve like Christ served, you're going to have some blisters. You're going to have some cuts. You're going to have some things. You're not going to be pretty serving the Lord. That's all. I know I said that 10 minutes ago, but I think I'm done, Weiss. You can take us home. Just don't forget our announcements.
I'll let you do the announcements. I just want to go over the scriptures that I gave out about better days. If you want to write them down, Isaiah 43, verse 18, and just the beginning of 19. Lamentations 3:22-23. Mark 2:22. Philippians 1:6. And the last scripture I have is going to be 1 Corinthians 2:9. And it says, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. That being said, the best is yet to come. You can look back, and only time you need to be looking back is to see how far God has brought you. That's the only look back we should be doing. We need to yield to his guidance and trust him now and in the future. We got to keep pressing forward, yesterday is gone. Today is a new day. Whatever you find yourself doing, just make sure you are serving the Lord. Your service could be on your knees praying. Your service could be worshiping the Lord. Whatever you do, do it unto the Lord. And make sure you're not doing it unto man, because what you do for man will not last. Only what you do for Christ will last. So you can look like you're doing everything in front of everybody, but God knows what's really going on. So make sure you got your relationship right with the Lord and that you're doing things for him and not for show. Better days are coming for everybody if you believe it. Circumstances you're going through right now, you'll look back and they'll just be a memory. Trust God in everything. Even if things don't work out the way that you think they should work out, or you get a report that you feel that you don't like, God knows what he's doing. Trust him. Don't trust yourself. Don't trust yourself because you can't do nothing within yourself. Everything is according to the Lord's will, and you have to let his will be done no matter how much your situation pains you, how much you feel that you can't take no more. God got you, and he will put people in your life that will be there to strengthen you, to encourage you, to lift you up. He promised in his word never to leave you nor forsake you. He's going to have somebody available to you that will lift you up. Better days are coming. Just keep moving forward. That's all I wanted to say. I'm going to let you do the announcements because I don't want to mess it up because I think we got some new platforms going on. But I pray that everybody have a blessed week and try to do something intentionally tomorrow or even tonight. I don't know people's schedules. Do something intentional for somebody else. Not just don't make it about you. When I say somebody else, just reach out to somebody. Pray about it. Ask the Lord who he wants to put on your heart, even if it's just a text that you send somebody. Do something intentional and mean it. Don't just do it for show. Mean it with all your heart. You all have a blessed week, and I'm going to turn it over to the mister.
One other thing. I have some family on. Like I told you, I mentally is mentally you get stressed or you get overwhelmed. And I have my cousin whose daughter was she passed away last Thursday. In a boating accident. And, she just got her master's degree from Youngstown State. She just moved to Texas to start off a new life. And, he had two kids. He had a daughter and a son. Daughter got a master's degree in music, singing opera. And his son is going to school, still in school to be a doctor, and they grew up in the church. My cousin used to be our choir director. The name is, we call him Bobby, but Robert McCoy. I just want you to keep him and call his name out. Him and his wife, Annette McCoy, they just lost their daughter. Who was just starting her life out, just finished school. It's one of the hardest conversations I've had. I never had to deal because you don't know what to say. And I say that and I bring it up, and you could probably tell in my voice I'm a little frustrated. I'm a little hurt. And there's some other things going on within my own household. And I'm not saying that because I don't want everybody praying for us, only the ones that know how to get an answer through praying for us. I don't need no one feeling sorry for us. But at the same time, God, and I'm going to continue to serve. I'm not going to stop. I don't need a sabbatical. I don't need to sit down. I don't need to take a break. I'm going to continue to serve. And I believe I told someone I'm not going to stop. This is making me more focused. And there's a lot of stuff going on that I'm not going to address tonight. I'll probably address it next week. We're going to talk about ugly cups at a beautiful gate. And we're going to talk about that. And, yeah, we're going to really get into it next Monday. Again, I'm not going to hold no punches with anybody. We are going to continue to serve, continue to help people. But continue to keep my cousin in prayer. Kids are supposed to bury their parents. Parents aren't supposed to bury their kids. I have a brother that went missing for over a month. We finally found him. He's in a rehab center right now. His name is Andre Elsie. Everyone got a person that's messed up in their family. We ain't the only one. And he's really, you know, he's really out there. I want you to keep him in prayer. Also, just keep us all in prayer. We wasn't on last week because we went to Ohio. We haven't even touched on that trip yet. But there was a lot of good, there was a lot of bad, there was a lot of stuff that we realized about ourselves. And some of the things that, you know, we have to change within ourselves. Me and my wife, when we went to Ohio, we just saw some things that we just can't do no more. We ain't trying to act like we better than everybody else, but we graduated from certain levels of stuff that we just not going to tolerate, we're just not going to do no more. So like I said before, you know, I'm just mentally drained. I don't mean that I'm weak. You can still catch it. And I'm still going to serve the Lord. We'll be back out there passing food and flyers out this coming weekend. I guarantee you I will be out there somewhere. I ain't making no announcements. I'll make an announcement when I go. I'll send a text to the group where I'll be. I have the full backing of the pastor just to go, because that's what we're supposed to do. I ain't supposed to sit down and tell me when to go. I'm just going to go. And you will still hear from Extended Arms. One of the announcements I should have made yesterday in church, I keep forgetting. I'm getting old. But if anyone want to donate food to Extended Arms, please bring it down every Sunday. Any Sunday, you can bring food, non-perishable, or even taking deodorant, shampoo, lotions, baby wipes, those type of items as well. Extended Arms is really blessed right now. I don't know everything, but I know my wife has been helping people. And you know, it's just a blessing to see how that thing is growing. Another announcement is tomorrow night is our Bible study, Tuesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock. So tune in. Wednesday night, Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries is on Facebook Live and Blog Talk at 7 p.m. Catch them while they're hot. And what I mean by now say that, they're on Wednesday nights. We don't know how long they're going to be on for Wednesday nights, but if you need a word, you need praise and worship, you can just tune right on in to Facebook, get your praise on, and get your word on. He preaches just as hard on Wednesday as he do on Sunday. I guarantee you that. So there's enough word going around throughout the week. There's no excuse for you not to be serving the Lord. And if you need a mental break, tune in on Tuesday night, tune in Wednesday night, and again back on Sunday, Praise Tabernacle Services, again on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on Facebook Live and Blog Talk Radio. Trying to think of anything else we need to say. Extended Arms, we got Wednesday night in there. Continue to pray for us, the Oliver family, as we, again, get ready for a new level. Pray for my wife's oldest daughter. She is expecting. I heard that she has some issues earlier. Just keep her in prayer. This is her first baby, so just keep her in prayer. And with that being said, I think that's it. We're going to get out of here a little early tonight. Hopefully y'all can go take a walk around the park, pray, call, encourage someone in the Lord. And again, we'll be back next week. Next week, we're going to talk about an ugly cup at a beautiful gate. And a lot of people come into church with ugly cups. And we're going to talk about that. So I just want y'all to be ready. I want you to be prepared. And I just want you to be able to serve God. Serve him like you never served him before. Because you never know when you're going to be in a situation where you really need to hear from God. And I can tell you what, one of the things that I'm very proud about my cousin is he's hurting right now, but his mind is stayed on the Lord. And I just know that his mother is almost 90 years old, and I know she's proud of the way she raised him because, I don't even want to think about it, but he's still got the mind. He's hurting, but he knows who his trust is in. And with that being said, hopefully you'll enjoy something. You got something out of it today. Better days are ahead, and we'll be back with everyone next Monday, same time, 7 p.m. B&K Bible Break. You guys are dismissed, and we are out.
Good night.